Howdy, freelancers, remote workers, consultants, anybody who's looking to build recurring revenue in their service-based business. Today, I want to really hit home with that theme, recurring revenue, right? Oftentimes, it's difficult to come from project-based consulting and project-based services into trying to figure out how you could turn that into recurring revenue. One of my coaching clients had asked me, how do I talk to someone about their project and turn it into recurring revenue? So the premise here is that somebody came to me with a one-off project, something that wouldn't fit into a recurring model, and how I turn that around into a recurring project or recurring client. So for the sake of keeping this episode to the short style that you're accustomed to, let's just assume three things: that you've defined your service offering, you have an ideal client, and you've vetted out the lead to a point at which you're at a tipping point for moving forward. But the sticking point at this point is really recurring versus one-off work. So basically, you are at a point where they want to work with you, right? So you're in a sales call and there's just this one hurdle that's stopping them, one piece of the puzzle that's making it just shy of a no-brainer for them. So we want to really just push them over the edge, so to speak, and basically make it a no-brainer. We have to kind of convince them that, hey, recurring is the way to go. Come work with me, and together we can accomplish your goals. The first thing you want to do is essentially point out the path, reiterate the path that led them to this very conversation, whether that's referral or some other entry point. Then talk about the process and everything that they've done with you up until this point. This resets their mind in a positive way and gives those positive feelings that they have with you. It reestablishes that trust factor that you understand them and the trust that's been built up so far. The next thing you want to do is you want to outline the time and cost investment. Align your recurring service up against that of the one-off projects, right? Show them the benefit of signing on with you and why that's a complete no-brainer. You no doubt came from doing one-off projects in the first place, right? So you understand the hiccups and the headaches that occur in the one-off projects. Explain why those don't exist in your recurring base service. And then finally, lay out the game plan to move forward. They want to get the ball rolling, plain and simple. The last thing they want to do is to go back and forth for a week or two with NDAs and scope of work documents and so on. Show them why starting today eases that process and gets the ball rolling with them on their work tomorrow, not 2 weeks from now. I'm not saying don't define the detailed scope of work document. What I am saying is, since you've already defined your recurring service offering, which is your general scope of work, but to lay out a roadmap for this particular project kicking off tomorrow under your offering will get their project underway and moving towards their goals quicker. So I hope this helps. I definitely love to hear any sort of questions or concerns or even tips on how you turn conversations and sales conversations around and get people over the edge to be able to sign on with you. Until next time, it's your time to live in the feast.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.